Here's the Jeopardy answer. See if you can come up with the question. One of today's most popular pastimes is heaping blame on this very unpopular group of people.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon, in for Steve Chiotakis. And the answer is the Daily Double, who are banking executives and financial trade groups. They're the ones front and center on the president's agenda today. Some of the execs who've been taking the brunt of public outrage will sit down with President Obama to talk about regulation, lending, and, of course, financial bailouts. But as Amanda Aronchek reports, it's the culture of Wall Street that's creating some real jeopardy as it occupies the masses these days.
It's been a tense few weeks between Capitol Hill and the banking industry. White House Press Secretary Robert Gibbs says the uproar over corporate excess will certainly come up today.
Obviously, they'll talk about stuff that's been in the news for over the past several weeks, compensation and bonuses and excesses like that.
The concern over bonuses has been distracting from the core issues. But as financial analyst Karen Shaw-Batru says, that's not what's surprising about the executives' visit.
These guys come and go all the time in and out of the White House singly and in groups. That anyone cares is the really unusual aspect of the meeting.
Of course, it'd be hard not to care these days, as the president's press secretary points out.
Wall Street and Main Street, all of us are in the same boat. We're all in this together.
Gibbs also said the president will remind the bankers what's good for them has to be good for the American people, too. I'm Amanda Aronchik for Marketplace.
It's such a thankless job being a big corporate banker these days. But if it's tough here, imagine living in fear you might be arrested if you dare set foot out of your country. That's the worry for Swiss banking executives. The U.S. has been cracking down on overseas tax havens, and Switzerland's biggest bank, UBS, has already agreed to pay $780 million in fines for helping American clients hide their money. The Financial Times is reporting that all the attention is causing Swiss banks to ban travel by top executives for fear they could be detained. Christopher Wirth has more.
The precedent was set when U.S. authorities detained a senior UBS staff member traveling through Miami last year. It was part of an investigation into whether the bank was helping U.S. citizens hide their assets in Swiss accounts. Earlier this month, the Swiss government agreed to revise its banking secrecy laws. Cedric Thiel of the Graduate Institute in Geneva says the decision was made partly out of fear of landing on a blacklist at the G20 summit, which meets next week.
There was a sense that the G20, especially if they cannot agree on world trade or the big issues, could be tempted to say, well, you know, we have to come with something toward the final press conference, so let's just point the finger at the little financial centers, and that makes it look like we actually did something.
To stay off that blacklist, Swiss officials have agreed to adopt standards for international cooperation on tax evasion, which the country itself does not consider to be a crime. In London, I'm Christopher Wirth for Marketplace.
The hits just keep on coming, and not just if you're a big banking exec. At J.P. Morgan Chase, even the folks at the teller window will end up paying for their boss's mistakes. The Associated Press is reporting the company plans to delay matching contributions to some employee retirement accounts until the end of the year. That's for workers whose annual pay is less than $50,000. And workers making between $50,000 and $250,000 could see regular contributions cut back or even eliminated entirely. The major European markets are starting to get that sinking feeling again this morning. Germany's DAX and France's CAC 40 have each lost about 0.75%. Britain's FTSE is off 0.1%. Japan's Nikkei reversed its early gains and closed down by 0.1%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by CSX, whose trains move a ton of freight 423 miles on 1 gallon of fuel to help reduce emissions. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
The New York State Legislature is putting the finishing touches on its budget ahead of a deadline next week. And like a lot of places, the Empire State is having to make some tough choices. One item you might not expect to see in a slimmed-down budget is a huge tax credit to bring in film and TV producers. But they aren't yelling cut just yet. It's still being debated. As Marketplace's Jeremy Hobson reports, some states see film as a real necessity.
Cut!
It's not a surprise to have a film crew set up on the streets of New York. In this case, an episode of Law & Order is being filmed on Manhattan's Lower East Side.
Rolling!
What may be surprising is that for every dollar NBC Universal spends here, the company gets 30 cents back from the state at tax time. and not just for the equipment and the salaries of the 50 or so crew members and makeup artists gathered here.
How many breakfasts would you say you're doing per day?
Could be about 150 to 100.
Alex Valdivia works as a chef in a large food truck that caters specifically to New York's film industry. It employs about 30 people.
It is about jobs, clearly. Jobs for New Yorkers.
John Johnston runs a trade association called the New York Production Alliance. He says film and TV production in New York State directly created more than 7,000 additional jobs last year. Almost three times that when you include the indirect jobs, like hotel and restaurant employees.
We've got 5 years of proven track record here that says this is a program that does financially work and create jobs. Other states can imitate that.
Other states already are, neighboring Connecticut, for example, and Michigan, which is trying desperately to create jobs for laid-off auto workers.
In 2007, three films were produced in Michigan. In 2008, actually between April and December of 2008, 35 films were produced.
That's Mike Shore of Michigan's production office. He says that jump came last spring after Michigan introduced a 40% tax credit. One of GM's truck plants is being turned into a soundstage, and the state is ramping up the marketing effort.
You've got more shoreline than almost any state other than Alaska. You've got vast natural beauty and trees and mountains in northern Michigan. You've got cities that have neighborhoods that were built in the 1800s. We can give you a look like Boston.
Shore says there are no plans yet for a Hollywood-style sign in Detroit. But don't think Hollywood's not paying attention. Last month, California rolled out a 20 to 25% film production tax credit of its own. In New York, I'm Jeremy Hobson for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We invite you to check out Scott Jagow's Scratchpad blog and why he thinks credit is the devil. You'll find it at marketplace.org. And thanks very much for listening.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.